A Numerical Study of Stellar Disks in Galactic Nuclei, by Taras Panamarov et al. We explore the dynamics of stellar disks in the close vicinity of a supermassive black hole, SMBH, by means of direct n-body simulations. We show that in the absence of a spherical star cluster, an isolated nuclear stellar disk exhibits anisotropic mass segregation, meaning that massive stars settle to lower orbital inclinations and more circular orbits than the light stars. However, in systems in which the stellar disk is embedded in a much more massive isotropic stellar cluster, anisotropic mass segregation tends to be suppressed. In both cases, an initially thin stellar disk becomes thicker, especially in the inner parts due to the fluctuating anisotropy in the spherical component. We find that vector resonant relaxation is quenched in the disk by nodal precession, but it is still the most efficient relaxation process around SMBHs of mass 10 to the power of 6 MSUn and above. Two-body relaxation may dominate for less massive SMBHs found in dwarf galaxies. Stellar disks embedded in massive isotropic stellar clusters ultimately tend to become isotropic on the local two-body relaxation timescale. Our simulations show that the dynamics of young stars at the center of the Milky Way is mostly driven by vector resonant relaxation, leading to an anticorrelation between the scatter of orbital inclinations and distance from the SMBH. If the S stars formed in a disk less than 10 mir ago, the root sum squared mass of objects must be 500-1000 msum within 0.05% to reproduce the observed scatter of angular momenta, consistent with a cusp of stellar mass black holes or an intermediate mass black hole with mass up to 1000 MSUn in this region. This was A Numerical Study of Stellar Disks in Galactic Nuclei, by Taras Panamarov et al.